USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump is continuing to fight the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
He's created the greatest testing system in the world. He gave a press conference about 2 weeks ago, I believe, on the vaccine, which he has done at warp speed because he's torn down bureaucratic barriers.
McEnany, holding a White House press briefing, continues.
He's done, I don't know how many coronavirus task force briefings from this podium, but the work he's done speaks for itself.
Former astronaut Mark Kelly is now the junior senator from Arizona.
That you take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which you are about to enter. So help you God.
I do.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Trump campaign's voter fraud claims are gaining traction in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania.
Here's a question for you. Do you think 24 pallets of filled-in election ballots could change the results of the election in Pennsylvania? What if those ballots were shipped from New York State to Pennsylvania? The truck driver has come forward under the Amistad Project's investigation.
I know I saw ballots with return addresses filled out, loaded onto my trailer in New York and headed for Pennsylvania, and wondered why I was driving complete ballots from New York to Pennsylvania.
A poll worker in Wisconsin.
100,000 ballots were missing, and that only 7 or 8 were found at UMS. Based on my previous experience, I believe that to be a lie.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The campaign also filing a lawsuit in Nevada claiming 40,000 people voted twice. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Colorado restaurant owner Morgan Harrington is very frustrated with new coronavirus restrictions in the state, which prohibit indoor dining, and she joined a pack of nearly 100 bars and restaurants that are continuing to serve customers inside. Harrington telling Fox News why she's disobeying the state's orders.
I can't look my staff in the face and lay them off again. I refuse to do that right before Christmas.
Regarding outdoor dining only, Harrington says,
we don't have an outdoor patio, and we're only allowed to use our parking lot for extended patio seating on Saturday and Sunday. So that would mean that we'd be closed except for 2 days a week, and that's not enough for us to pay our bills.
Senators are saying goodbye to their colleague, Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander, ahead of his retirement from the legislative body at the end of the year. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell a bit choked up as he recalls moments serving with Alexander.
So I'm sorry that in a few more weeks, it'll just be the rest of us left. But you're leaving this body and those of us in it and the nation it exists to serve stronger and better because you were here.
Senator Chuck Schumer wishing the Tennessee Republican the best of luck in his retirement.
Now, Senator Alexander and I have not always agreed, but what an amazing and capable legislator and true statesman he has been.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.